shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Durham is still dealing with storm damage and schools here are closed for a second straight day. I'll show you how many people are still without power.
And we're going to see a fairly quiet day today. We take a live look at Durham. You can see the lights are on, at least here in downtown. Starting off with temperatures in the mid-70s. I'll talk about how hot it gets later.
Plus, it's move-in day for thousands of NC State students. We'll explain how the university plans to implement new mental health resources on campus following several suicides last school year. A lot of campuses around the area will be moving in the next few days, so be careful, be alert out there as we start our Thursday together. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us on this Thursday morning. A lot to tell you about. We have a warm and muggy start, not unusual for this time of year. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Our temperatures are in the mid-70s right now, dew point at 71, and so that's definitely muggy, but feeling like a typical August morning for us. Our skies are mostly clear across the bulk of the viewing area. We're seeing some cloud cover in spots. It's a cooler 64 in Roxboro, but looking at mid-70s elsewhere, 75 in Southern Pines, 74 Clinton, 76 degrees and Rocky Mount right now. We take a look at our forecast hour by hour, looking at a chance of some scattered thunderstorms later this afternoon. Our high 90 degrees, and it will feel more like mid-90s with the heat index. We do have the potential for our temperatures to climb a bit more over the weekend. Also, the tropics getting a little more active, several systems to take a look at. I'll show you coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Thousands of people waking up this morning in Durham are still without power 36 hours after the powerful storms that hit our area. Right now, more than 9,700 homes and businesses in Durham remain without power. Duke Energy says it hopes to have all power restored by 6 this evening. Durham Public Schools that are on year-round are closed again today because of the outages and storm damage. WRAL's Monica Casey is joining us this morning from Durham. And Monica, this sure has been a long couple of days for a lot of folks.
It certainly has been, and there's still quite a bit of cleanup to do. You can take a look right over here and see power lines are still dangling down. It's something we've seen really all over Durham the last 36 hours. One thing that's unique to downtown, though, in a lot of areas we've been seeing trees hanging on power lines. Instead, downtown here, we are seeing scaffolding from ongoing construction hanging on the power lines. All the damage on a street like this, of course, means no power. I spoke with Jeff Brooks about how Duke Energy's self-healing technology is helping. He tells me the tech can detect power outages and reroute power. It's primarily used on main power lines. It can help reduce the number of customers who are impacted, but in this case, it isn't repairing the damage itself.
What we're seeing here, though, is much more in the neighborhoods, in the side streets, so smaller outages that affect 40, 50, maybe 100 customers, and when we restore those, they would not have the same technology on them because they're in your neighborhoods on the side streets.
Brooks says an outage that only affects 20 customers might take 5 to 6 hours to repair, so it is slow going in some spots here. Durham Public Schools are also closed for a second day in a row here right now. Outages at homes and businesses mean stoplights in a lot of areas in Durham are not working as well. Law enforcement is reminding you if you do come to a stoplight that is out, you should treat it as a four-way stop. Monica Casey, WRAL News in Durham.
President Biden and the First Lady are expected to visit the island of Maui on Monday to get a look at the damage and meet those affected by the recent wildfires. At least 111 people have been killed by those raging fires. Responders have cleared roughly 40% of the burn area, combing through the ashes of homes, businesses, and historic landmarks. Governor Josh Green says it is unclear exactly how many people are still missing, but it's likely close to 1,000.
A teen is speaking out this morning after being robbed at gunpoint at a Raleigh subway. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there while police investigated. You can see yellow tape blocking off the front entrance on Falls of Neuse Road. Investigators say this happened just before 8:30 last night. The teen spoke to WRAL moments after the robbery, and they're thankful to be alive.
I was like, oh my God, my mind went blank and I could not even think. So I just opened the register and I gave him what he asked for. I gave him all the 20s and then he just walked out. And I said, please don't do this. I'm too young. I can't die yet.
Police say the teen was not hurt. We're told no one is in custody at this time. The robbery remains under investigation.
Today, Governor Roy Cooper will be in Yadkinville to highlight the importance of Medicaid expansion to hundreds of thousands of North Carolinians. It is due to go into effect October 1st, but only if the budget is approved by the end of the month. Advocates for low-income North Carolinians protested outside the GA yesterday, saying GOP lawmakers haven't agreed on a budget yet because they're arguing over proposed casinos. Our NC Capitol team says the budget will likely be delayed until at least next month, pushing Medicaid expansion back to at least December.
Happening today, thousands of new students will be arriving at NC State as move-in for the fall semester gets started. The school is making new mental health resources available to students after 7 suicides in the last school year. The school now has 50 counselors with at least one in each of its 11 different colleges. It's also offering telehealth, a peer support platform, and additional case managers to connect students with services they need.
The folks that come to the counseling center aren't, they're coming to get help. And the help works, and it works amazingly well.
Classes for the fall semester will start in Monday.
In Fayetteville, today marks the first day of classes for thousands of college students at Fayetteville State University. FSU kicking off its new semester, officially welcoming its 2027 class for move-in last Saturday. If you are attending the HBCU for this fall semester, keep in mind today is the last day for residential students to claim room spaces. It's also the day for any students to add or drop classes. Late registration ends August 23rd.
Is it a political push or a scheduling conflict? Coming up, why the Fulton County DA wants to put former President Trump on trial just one day before he competes in the Super Tuesday primaries.
Plus, a pig-to-human kidney transplant shows promise. How this groundbreaking trial could be life-changing for millions who are waiting for a procedure.
And here's a live look at Raleigh. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRO Severe Weather Center tracking our next chances for rain.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:40. It's a nice, quiet morning out there. Temperatures are mainly in the mid-70s, so it definitely feels warm. It feels muggy. We're going to see our humidity climbing a little bit for it today. And it does look like we'll get a little bit of a break for parts of the weekend, but the heat is going to stay with us. We'll see temperatures in the 90s well into next week. Heading out the door this morning, 72 in Lewisburg, 74 in Tarboro, 74 in Irwin, 76 degrees in Rocky Mount. Partly cloudy skies right now. We take a look at our dog walking forecast. You know, it feels like August out there. I mean, not too bad. Our temperatures will be fairly close to normal. Our normal is in the upper 80s right now. We'll top out at around 90 degrees. And we do have the chance of a few isolated thunderstorms. We'll walk through the timing for those storms coming up on Futurecast in just a couple minutes.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we're following some breaking news out of Raleigh this morning. Police are investigating a shooting overnight involving two different locations. This is video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. The shooting occurred in the 3900 block of Neely Street. Officers say they found a woman who had been shot. She was transported to the hospital with serious injuries. A car connected to that shooting was then found in the 1800 block of New Bern Avenue and Raleigh Boulevard. Now, right now, police are not confirming if there are any additional victims. We only know about that one female who had been shot and who is seriously hurt. The investigation is ongoing right now. The scene has cleared. WRL's Kelsey Coffey will have another report on this coming up in our next half hour.
Thanks, Michelle. Police are also working to make an arrest after a shooting on Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh, and it happened around 7:30 last night. The man who was shot was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and police say there is no ongoing threat to the community.
Roxborough police need your help this morning to track down a bank robber. Take a look at your screen to see if you recognize this man. Officers say he robbed the bank on North Main Street yesterday afternoon. They say he passed a note to the teller asking for money. He wore a distinctive hat there. Anyone with information is asked to call police.
Former President Donald Trump's trial in Georgia could begin just one day before the crucial Super Tuesday primary contest ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is requesting a March 4th start date for the trial. That would put Trump in a courtroom as Republican voters in 15 states, including us here in North Carolina, go to the polls on March 5th. Willis has given Trump and his 18 co-defendants until noon on August 25th to turn themselves in for booking at the Fulton County Jail. Trump faces 13 counts in the indictment over alleged interference with the 2020 presidential election in Georgia.
And new details this morning on Mark Meadows' attempt to get the case moved to federal court. A federal judge scheduled a hearing yesterday. Meadows and his co-defendants will have the chance to present evidence on August 28th. Meadows, who is the former White House chief of staff, wants the election probe to be moved. He cites a federal law that allows a case to be moved if the alleged actions were taken under color of a defendant's federal office. As we mentioned yesterday, this change could result in a more favorable jury pool.
Happening today, a new retail office is opening for Pinnacle Financial Partners. This will be the Raleigh-Wakefield location on Falls of Neuse Road. Grand opening is today at 4. Pinnacle has locations across the southeast, and this will be the 10th location in the Triangle. It also earned a spot as 100 best customers to work for in the country.
The deaths of four people may be connected to recall dehumidifiers. A company called Gree manufactured the appliances, but they were sold by popular names like Frigidaire, GE, and Kenmore. Five on Your Side found Gree has put out several recalls for millions of these dehumidifiers over the last 10 years. The appliances have overheated and caught fire thousands of times. They're suspected of starting house fires that have killed four people. The latest recall was announced yesterday. It includes an additional 1.5 million dehumidifiers. Five on Your Side is posting the full list on WRAL.com. Just search recall.
A federal appeals court is upholding parts of a decision limiting access to a widely used abortion pill. A Texas district judge suspended the Food and Drug Administration's approval of the drug. Then a three-judge panel on the conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said the FDA failed to adequately consider safety concerns when it loosened the access to mifepristone and in 2016. The Justice Department is expected to appeal that part of the decision.
Doctors in New York say they are close to a groundbreaking medical advancement. A kidney transplanted from a pig into a human has functioned well for more than a month. The experimental transplant was given to a patient who was declared brain dead with consent of his family. This is the fifth time such a transplant has been performed. Previous attempts only lasted a few days. The patient's sister says she hopes this will encourage other families who may be faced with the decision to help medical research.
The only way they can do it is if at the most critical time and the most sorrowful time in somebody's life, somebody is able to make this decision and say, yes, my loved one can be a part of this.
Doctors will continue to monitor the kidney for another month to make sure the patient's body doesn't reject it. They are hopeful the FDA will allow clinical trials of the procedure soon.
If you're looking for a new job, Fort Liberty is having a hiring event today. Over 60 employers will have opportunities for veterans, military spouses, and members of the National Guard and Reserve. It's today from 11 to 3 at the Iron Mike Conference Center. Recruit Military is the group hosting the event. Their last two events resulted in more than 500 job offers. You can register at the link on your screen.
It is 4:46, a dry start for us so far, but Elizabeth, on radar, it looks like some showers and storms on the eastern seaboard.
And so we remember the cold front, of course, that came through and did all of that damage on Tuesday night. We still have a lingering boundary, and a lot of thunderstorms developed along that boundary overnight and early this morning. We'll likely have a little bit of that in our eastern counties again today. We'll take a look at Futurecast, and you can see even this morning, it shows the potential for a few isolated showers, so we'll keep our eye out for that. This is going to be lunchtime, and a few isolated showers and thunderstorms just kind of popping up across our area. So a bit more cloud cover today than yesterday. We do have that potential for some scattered showers and storms lasting for much of the day. None of that's expected to be severe. We are not likely to have a lot of heavy rain with that either. But again, just some cloud cover and a few scattered showers and storms here and there. We take a look outside at Durham right now, and all is quiet. 74 is the temperature. Our dew point is 71, so it's a pretty typical feel for an August morning. We'll see a high of 90 in Raleigh, 89 in Durham, and 90 21 in Fayetteville this afternoon with that chance of some scattered thunderstorms. Our humidity is going to be up there today, looking at a tropical feel at 72. But behind the system, once it finally moves on out, we're going to see a little bit of a drop in our humidity. We'll hopefully notice that on Friday and again Saturday. And then after that, it begins to creep back up. Upper 60s feels pretty sticky, but low 60s can feel a lot more comfortable. Of course, we're still going to be on the toasty side today with that chance of showers and storms and a bump up in humidity. It's likely to feel like the mid-90s. But after that, it should feel pretty close to the actual high until we get into early next week when we may see those numbers bumping up. Hey, guess what time it is? Football Friday, the first one of the season. And Friday doesn't look too bad. 6 o'clock, temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Friday looks like it will be dry. It'll be a little bit on the sticky side. But hey, you know, it is the middle of August. I can't believe it's Football Friday time again already. 90 today, 93 for the high on Friday. Friday stays dry. Saturday, just a 20% chance of storms. We have a 30% chance today. Temperatures begin to climb a bit as we get into early next week. Highs will be in the mid-90s with a small chance for thunderstorms. So for the most part, the next 7 days features temperatures above normal. Our normals are in the upper 80s right now. Of course, we're getting into the peak of the hurricane season, too. And there are three systems that the Hurricane Center is watching. I'll show you them and where they could be headed coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Might be the last thing in your mind right now, but experts say now is the best time to start planning the winter getaways coming up. How to snag the best deals and save money on the big trip you might be thinking about taking.
And he's walking around with a party on his head. Coming up, meet the six-year-old rocking 2023's Mullet of the Year.
.452 right now. Give you a live look at Lewisburg. Good morning to you. Street lamps on until that sun comes up off in the distance. You can see some clouds there as we get our Thursday started together. Be another hot one today. Starting today, driving in Johnston County near Wilson's Mills will be a little bit different. Drivers will now be able to go from US 70 onto Turnage Road or vice versa. Instead, the drivers will use Wilson's Mills Road to reach US 70 and Turnage Road. It'll become a dead end, and eventually Bear Farm Road on the other side of the intersection will also lose access to US 70. It's all part of the future Interstate 42 corridor project.
This morning, we will learn more about the effect tourism is having on Wake County's economy. Visit Raleigh plans to release new data this morning during its annual meeting. The organization will also give an update on its Destination 2028 strategic plan, which is now at the halfway point of a 10-year effort to increase tourism in the county. That includes conventions and sporting events. Earlier this year, Visit Raleigh reported the NHL Stadium Series weekend at Carter-Finley Stadium brought in $20 million in economic impact.
It's been quite a hot week, and it's August, so winter travel might be pretty far from your mind. Travel experts, though, say planning now for those holiday trips is the best way to go. To save some money, you can use your points or miles to get a deal during peak holiday travel season. You can also try checking fares for nearby airports, as it may be cheaper than your destination airport. Another tip, check if it's cheaper to book 2 one-way flights instead of just one round-trip flight, even if it means booking with different airlines.
Searching for one-way flights and comparing the price against the round-trip flight is going to be in your best interest. You can sometimes save $100 or $200 just by doing that.
And if you're looking to travel internationally, consider traveling over Thanksgiving. That is the hidden best week of the entire year for overseas travel because most Americans are traveling domestically to see family. And consider traveling on the actual holiday day itself for a good deal. All right, move over, kids. There is a new mullet champion, and he has been crowned. Six-year-old Rory Ehrlich from Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. The impressive hairdo here won him the 2023 USA Mullet Championship Kids Division. Each contestant names their mullet also, and Rory calls his Cheddar Whiz after his favorite way to order his cheesesteak. His mom says Rory asked to get a mullet a year ago and has stuck with it ever since. Now, this just makes me proud, Renee, being originally from Pennsylvania, that this kid, you know, I could, back in the day, I never had it. No.
Well, I mean, the front kind of looks like yours, you know, got some gel, you know, spikes there.
And little business.
The party in the back, yeah.
Party.
So he wins $5,000. He says he wants to buy his sister an alpaca, and then he wants to go to Wing Night.
So you celebrate and you keep rocking that mullet. In Person County, the town of Roxborough shared exciting news on Facebook. North Carolina native and country music star Jason Michael Carroll will perform at this year's Personality Festival. He'll kick off the festivities on October 6th at Kirby Theater. The Personality Festival also includes an outdoor street festival with live music, food trucks, and more. Tickets for the concert are available now. It's time to grab your favorite team gear because high school football action is back tomorrow. Don't miss the 43rd season of the best high school football show in the state. Football Friday, this Friday night at 11:35 on WREL.
Also, Renee, we have NFL action tomorrow night. The Carolina Panthers take on the New York Giants for their second preseason game. You can watch it all starting at 7 p.m. right here on WREL. Thousands of people still without power and schools remain closed after storms hit Durham nearly 2 days ago. And coming up, the latest on cleanup efforts in the area.
The state's Republican majority overrode six vetoes by Governor Roy Cooper. How the new laws will affect children here in North Carolina. Plus,
we heard a call over the radio that they're looking for any assistance because they had 50 to 100 people in the water.
Yeah, we're going to hear a boat captain and how he braves the flames to rescue people stranded by the wildfires in Maui. A harrowing story of rescue and loss still ahead on WREL.